All right, and welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash, and I'm very proud and pleased as punch to have in the studio with me today my good friend Dan Phillips. The reason I brought him in today is we're going to do a little tribute to Wardell Kaserk. And I'm sure I'm pronouncing his wrong name. I kind of did it on purpose, or name wrong, so that Dan could tell you how his name's supposed to be produced, supposed to be spoken.
Well, he pronounced it Kazer.
Kazer, there we go. And today's show is called Wardell's New Orleans with Dan Phillips at the helm. Dan, you want to tell us a little something about Wardell and why he's so special?
Wardell was one of the great New Orleans arrangers and producers from, I'd say, the late 50s on into the present day. He just died last year. But he was working up until almost the day he died on projects. He did one with Dr. John he was working on that hasn't been released yet, right before he died. And he was very behind-the-scenes kind of guy, but he had interest in record labels in New Orleans. He co-owned a number of them. And he worked at Malico Studios in the early 70s in Jackson, Mississippi, when the recording studio scene in New Orleans fell apart. And he had some huge hits there with King Floyd, Groove Me, Gene Knight, Mr. Big Stuff. Those were the big records that came out of that three-year stint he did up in Jackson, Mississippi. And he had some great records in New Orleans, too, that he produced. Robert Parker, Barefootin'.
Oh, yeah.
And Willie T's Teasin' You, which was a big beach music hit. And he worked with Dave Bartholomew, who was a big name in New Orleans producing, who was... Fats Domino's producer for many, many years from the late 40s into the 60s. And Wardell worked in Dave Bartholomew's band in the 50s. And Dave gave him a lot of arranging chores when he found out how great Wardell was. So Wardell did a lot of arranging for Dave's band and Dave's recording project starting around 1960.
Right. And I guess part of the reason that he's not really a household name is, number one, is his last name's almost impossible to pronounce.
That's true.
And a lot of times on records, you just see produced by Q.
Big Q.
Or Big, yeah, right.
Or just Wardell sometimes. It didn't use his last name.
Right.
Which has an unusual spelling, too, which is another reason why people don't know how to pronounce it.
Right. As a kid, I always thought it was Kazerky. Q-U-E-Z-E-R-Q-U-E.
Exactly.
Kazerky. And I can stick with that a little bit.
I've heard it pronounced many ways.
And I'm so dyslexic anyway, so it's even if you tell me the right way to do it, I'm gonna make it backwards.
You're Henri.
Henri? I ain't Henri. My name's Roger. All right, so we're gonna get right into it. And we're going to open up with a little number from Dan's fabulous collection here by a guy named Blazer Boy. And I think that was the alias for George Stevenson. Is that right?
You got that right.
And this is Imperial 5801 from 1962 and New Orleans Twist. And here we go.
They're doing the fight, and they got a new dance called Popeye, where the bands are playing. The people insist that they play the music so they can do the twist. We're gonna twist.
All night long.
Yeah, we're gonna sing now.
A new twist song.
The young and the old can have romance. Yeah, the young and the old can do this dance. Well, I call my friend at the chicken shack. She said, a man, come and get me, take me to the crack. I said, pretty baby, how's about a
She said, wait a minute while I do this twist. We're gonna twist
all night.
Yeah, we're gonna sing now.
We're gonna twist on.
The young and the old can have romance. The young and the old can do this dance. I'm going to a party across the track. It's a hole in the wall, people call the crack. The young and the old twist all night long. The new twist dance has gotten gone. We gon' twist.
Twisting when John passed by, they did the twist.
Way out his face.
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 Venus gave a twisting party. Way out in space. She invited Pluto to twist the night away. Pluto invited Mars. Mars invited Neptune. Neptune invited Jupiter. And Jupiter invited the moon. They did the twist.
Way out of space.
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 Way up there, they had a jubilee. The jockey folks, they had a jamboree. They were drinking cider from an old tin cup. They felt so good, they got all shook up. They did the twist.
Way out of space.
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 They heard a man say, John Glenn is heading our way. Friendship 7 is on track number 5. I wanna be twisting when John passed by. They did the twist.
Way out of space.
They did the twist.
Way out of space.
They did the twist.
Thank you.
And all right, we are back. And today on Freetown Radio, I'm very happy to have in the studio with me Dan Phillips, one of the world's leading authorities on New Orleans R&B, and just happens to live in our neighborhood not too far from Freetown. And we just heard from Dan's collection, Do the Sissy, with Charlie Simmons and the Royal Imperials. That was on PJ's Records, a little label out of New Orleans.
Very little label.
They made one record. No, we don't. 1966, that was from. Before that, we heard Twistin' Out in Space by the great Robert Parker. You know Robert Parker, Barefootin' was his big hit, and also a great sax player. And that was on Imperial from 1962. And we started off the set with a New Orleans twist. There's a nice little trio of dance numbers by a Blazer Boy, a.k.a. George Stevenson. And, Dan, what's the whole thing with the sissy thing in a nutshell? Because,
well, yeah, it's... I wrote about 8,000 words on it, I think, one time. But it was an underground dance phenomenon in New Orleans and around the country, really. And there were a bunch of songs that were written because people were doing the sissy dance. And so sissy songs arose, as many songs did, people trying to sell records by, you know, talking about a dance that was popular. Unfortunately, the sissy wasn't popular enough to sell records. So there were a lot of people that did the sissy, but it was underground, and the name of the dance sort of has something to do with that.
Uh-huh.
Without going into a lot of details, just use your imagination, and I think you'll see why, you know, it was sort of, especially back in the 60s, an underground dance.
Right. Okay. Thanks for clearing that up. And we're going to go to, what do you know about Raymond Lewis? We're going to hear a little tune called Coppin' a Plea.
Raymond Lewis recorded quite a bit. He recorded mostly for Alan Toussaint on the Allen label.
Right.
And he, one of his most popular songs down in New Orleans was called I'm Gonna Put Some Hurt on You. A lot of people covered that. Shine Robinson, Al Robinson covered that.
Right.
And lots of people covered it in New Orleans, but he did the original of it. And this is a song he did on the Warm label, which was a division of another small New Orleans label called Watch. And Wardell produced and arranged this. Wardell and Earl King ran all of the sessions on the Watch label.
Uh-huh. Okay. So let's get to it. Let's see. We're going to hear Coppin' a Plea. And here we go.
Deacon Jones and Elder Brown, he had a little talk last night, and they told me I ought to treat you right, and that we ought to get back tight. When I told you I put a hurt on you, you know I'm sorry for everything I
Shoot! that's where it's at. Well, it's across the street, yeah. Hey, mama, like you like that? That go-go girl, they call her Sheikah Sheikah Sue. She's doing all the dances. Hey, now you want Funky Broadway, popcorn man. She sissy walk, baby, she really shake her thing. I said a shake, baby, shake. Girl, you really working out great.
Go, 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 go. You're putting on a little fashion.
She had new hookers on. When I walk in, oh well, she took them off, man. Put on a mini skirt, hear me now. Oh well, she jumped up on the floor, babe, and then she went to work. And I told her, come on, I want to shake, baby, shake. Good girl, girl, you're really working out great. Move it.
Go, 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 go. You're putting on a real fashion.
Oh, you and I. Well, she shook it up high. Ha. Then she shook it down low. Hear me? Well, she shook it so hard, man. Ha. Then she fell down on the floor. Look at here now. Then she knew with the groove. Then she rocked with the sock. And I told her, come on, I want to shake,
baby, shake.
Yeah, you really working out great. Hear me now.
Go, 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 go.
Never, never all alone. Father-in-law reading the paper, and mother-in-law, she's sewing. The Secret Service
make me nervous.
They make me nervous.
They make me nervous.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yes, they do. You know they do.
If I take her to the show, I got to tell everything that happened. And if I don't be back about a quarter to six, man, I'm in a terrible fix. The Secret Service
make me nervous.
They make me nervous.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yes, they do.
You know they do.
When I'm walking beside her, the people tell me I'm lucky. Yes, I know I'm lucky. I remember the day that I met her. But the Secret Service they make me nervous. They make me nervous.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yes, they do.
You know they do.
I know you got that something, and I think that you understand. But when I say that something, I wanna hold your hand. But the Secret Service
they
make me nervous. They make me nervous. Oh, yes, they do.
You know they do.
When I hold you close to me, I wanna tell you just how I feel. Darling, darling, I love you. You know my love is real. But the Secret Service
they
make me nervous.
They
make me nervous.
Yes, they do.
You know they do.
Because
Back. Secret save us. They make me nervous. That was a great Robert Parker. On the NOLA label from 1967. If you just tuned in, this is Freetown Radio. We're doing a little tribute here to Wardell Kayser. I'm going to pronounce his name differently every time.
Why not?
We come on. And I'm here with Dan Phillips, and I'm so happy to be here with Dan because Dan knows a lot about New Orleans music. He was once a radio disc jockey himself in Memphis, weren't you?
That's right, for about 16 years.
On WEVO.
That's right, Volunteer Radio in Memphis, they called it.
See, they're kind of like a sister station.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Secret Service, we heard a couple of quotes in there.
Yeah, there are a couple of lines that are lifted directly from Beatles songs. One of the lines is taken from a song called Every Little Thing that the Beatles did, and another one's from I Want to Hold Your Hand. That's the most obvious one. And as I was telling Roger, back in that time, the Beatles and the British Invasion bands were just killing the radio. That's all that was on the radio. All these great R&B artists were just fighting to be heard on the radio back then.
Right.
And so why not, you know, just appropriate some Beatles lyrics to maybe make your record a little bit more hip.
Sure. And that was 1967, and the Beatles were really killing it.
Oh, yeah, they were really killing it.
And before Robert Parker with Secret Service, we heard another track from 1967. That was Sammy Ridgely with Shake a Shake Sue. Man, what an amazing drum track on that. I think all of these is Smokey Johnson on drums.
Most of them have Smokey Johnson on the drums. Yeah, one of the great New Orleans funk drummers. He was funky before funk drumming was even recognized as existing. He and Earl Palmer and Charles Hungry Williams invented the funk drumming in New Orleans.
Right. And we can also mention that Sammy Ridgely is the brother of Tommy Ridgely, who's a little bit better known New Orleans vocalist.
One of the most popular New Orleans vocalists back in that day was Tommy.
Right. And before that, we heard Raymond Lewis with Coppin' a Plea. That was on the Warm label. I want to mention all of these records that Dan brought in are tiny little obscure New Orleans labels.
For the most part.
And that was from 64 or 65?
Something like that.
And Raymond Lewis, what do we know about him?
Raymond Lewis did most of his recording for Alan Toussaint on the Allen label, A-L-O-N. And what happened was Alan Toussaint went into the service himself. He went into the Army in 1963 and was out of commission for 18 months or so. And when that happened, a lot of these artists just scattered around to other labels. And so Coppin' a Plea came out on Warm. It was produced by Wardell and Earl King on Warm, which, as I said, was a division of the Watch label.
Oh, cool. Well, speaking of Earl King, let's start off our next set with Earl, who's one of the better-known New Orleans personalities, had some really big hits. I don't think this was one of them, though.
No, this wasn't a big hit, but it's a great record. Wardell did the horn arrangements on these Earl King early 60s sides.
Right. Well, we're going to go to 1961, and this is Earl King doing Mama and Papa.
Your mama and your papa, sister and your brother, friends across the streets, and a whole lot of others. They don't want to see me with you. No, they don't want to see me with you. They need to
into their business, oh, and out into mine, and everything will be real fine. I went to a jeweler, bought an engagement ring. Your mama took one look at it and said, where did he get that thing? They don't want to see me with you. No, they don't want to see me with you. They need to tend to their business, oh, and I'll tend to mine, and everything will be real fine. Oh, say your business, son.
We are back. You're listening to Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. Freetown Radio is brought to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we're broadcasting from the plush but not overly ostentatious Cypress Lake Studios right here on campus. And you're listening to KRVS FM 88.7 on your dial. And today I'm here with Dan Phillips, my good buddy, and we're having this great little New Orleans show. And we just heard I Want Somebody, and that was Willie T. Willie Turbinton was his real name, not to be confused with the Swamp Pop guy from down here. That's Willie T. from New Orleans. And before that, we heard Al Reed with Sorry About That from 1966 or 67. And we start off the set with Earl King, Mama and Papa, on the Imperial label from 1961. And that Willie T track is from 1965.
Yeah.
And that was on a major label, right, Dan? On Atlantic?
I don't think my mic's hot.
Oh, sorry.
Quite all right.
Oh, we got Dan back now.
Okay.
I'm asking him questions and he's not there.
I was locked in the closet, but I'm back now.
All right.
Yeah, 1965, that's when Willie T had his hits that were released on Atlantic Records. The first of them, A Teasin' You, came out on the NOLA label, which Wardell worked for and had an interest in. And then Atlantic picked it up and took it nationwide. That's why it became such a big hit. But he had two more on Atlantic. Thank You, John was the next one. And then I Want Somebody to Show Me the Way Back Home was the third one. Neither of those did anything at all.
Right.
Great records, though. Very good records.
And Al Reed. I had never heard Al Reed before you played me that track.
Yeah, he was another guy who was kind of behind the scenes, mostly a songwriter, although he did make some records. He worked for Dave Bartholomew, had some cuts on Imperial Records, and he worked for the Frisco label, which is another small New Orleans label, and he recorded a little for Instant, too.
Oh, cool. All right, so we're going to move right along. We're going to do a little trio of female soloists and vocal groups. We're going to start out with the Great Dixie Cups, very famous in New Orleans. And we're going to go to a little cut called Ain't That Nice on the Redbird label from 1964. And here we go.
Yeah. put me down. Can I run to you, baby? Can I run to you, baby? When the one I love stand up and say he's gonna put me down. You said you'd be with me through thick and thin until the end. Can I run?
And we're back, and that was a great little trio of females. And we heard Jerry Hall, Who Can I Run To, on the Hotline label, very rare record from 1966. Before that, we heard Bernadine with One Gal in Town, Five Men Hanging Around by Bernadine Washington. And we start off that set with the great Dixie Cups, Ain't That Nice, on Redbird from 1964. Dan, what could you tell us about that last cut that we just heard, Jerry Hall, Who Can I Run To?
Jerry Hall played or sang with Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns back in the 50s. She was in that band. She was the sole female singer with all the other guys who were in the Clowns. And she didn't make very many records on her own. I think she had a couple for Ace and Rex, which was one of Kazuo Momotaro's labels down there, the guy who ran the only recording studio in town. And this is one of her rare singles.
Right. And another one I never heard was Bernadine, whose real name was, well, they separated it. It was Berna Dean.
Right,
but her real name was Bernadine Washington.
Right. Bernadine Washington didn't record much. She recorded a couple of other songs for Imperial. That song was an Imperial song, and one on Post, which was a division of Imperial, and that's about all she did. A lot of people collect Bernadine. Her records are kind of hard to find, but they turn up.
Right.
This is probably one of the less obscure ones, and this is a flip side, actually.
Right. And isn't this like a reference to some other song, One Gal in Town, Five Men Hanging Around?
Well, I think it is. I think it's sort of a knockoff of the Bill Haley song, 13 Women and Only One Man in Town.
Right.
From which was the flip side of Rock Around the Clock from back in the 50s. I don't know that for a fact. It just sort of...
That sounds pretty good to me, Dan. I'll take that.
Sort of resonates like that.
Right. And that Dixie Cups track we started off with, Ain't That Nice, on the Redbird label. Who owned Redbird?
Lieber and Stoller. Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. And a great songwriting team that wrote a million rock and roll hits back in the day. And they started their own little record label, or a group of record labels, really, because there was another one called Blue Cat also, but Redbird was their main one. And the Dixie Cups were one of their first signees. And they came up from New Orleans, and they recorded all of their stuff for Redbird in New York.
Right.
And Wardell came up and arranged some of the stuff, and some of the other stuff Lieber and Stoller arranged, and they made some great records, Chapel of Love being the major big hit they had. And this is the flip side that we heard of Chapel of Love. Ain't That Nice?
Cool. And if you just tuned in, we're doing a little tribute to Wardell Kurzeig. Pronounce his name for me.
Kurzeig,
thank you. I'll get it right before 2 minutes till the end of the show. And just one of the great behind-the-scenes arranger producers, and this everything that we're playing, Wardell had a hand in. So, and we're going to go to this guy that I really love named Al Robinson, who was a great guitar player, great singer. And Dan will tell you a little bit more about him when we come back, but we're going to hear a great cut that was on the Imperial label from 1961, and it's called pain in my heart.
There's a pain in my heart. Well, and it keep me feeling blue when I think how you left me. Oh, pretty baby, don't know what to do. Well, I cry, child, both night and day. Hey, Lord, since my baby went away. Will I try to forget? Oh, why I love you so? Well, now, baby, why did you go? Well, my body's aching and my head is in pain. Hey, my Lord, it's a crying shame. You said you love me, yeah, right from the start. But you left me here with pain in my heart. But I live another day when you come back home, because I'm so tired being all alone. Why can't we, oh, we have a brand new start? Hey, now and drive this pain. Enough from my heart. Oh, 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 oh.
Please, Mr. Genie, rise up out your bottle. Use your mystic powers so magically, so you can find my baby for me. I'm gonna give you some clues how to find her. I know you can do it, because I don't think she's too far. She's a talking, yeah. I'm not to mention the way she cooks, and I'm crazy about the way she looks. So if you see somebody that fits that description, I'll bring her to me. Oh, that's the only prescription. Oh,
please, Mr. Genie,
I really have a lovesick heart. Go looking for myself, but I wouldn't know where to start.
She's got a
little way of a walking, yeah.
You can hear
music in her voice when she's a talking, yeah. I'm not to mention the way she cooks, crazy about the way she looks. So if you see somebody that fits that description, bring her to me, or
Now that's the only prescription. Oh,
please leave the genie.
I really have a lovesick heart. I would go looking for myself, but I wouldn't know where to start.
It just goes by so fast around here on Freetown Radio. I wouldn't know where to end, not where to start. I've been here for the whole hour with Dan Phillips. It's been quite a pleasure. We're doing a little tribute to Wardell Kayser, who is a great arranger, producer, who passed away about 6 months ago, and who's the force behind all of these records that we're listening to today. And we got about 30 seconds. Dan, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Raj. It's been fun.
It's become so clear and obvious to me that we're going to have to do this again, because you are just a fountain of information and you bring such great records to play. And I don't think I could do a New Orleans show again without you. So.
Well, let's do it sometime.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We got about 2 seconds. Take care of yourselves and have a great weekend. Tune into Freetown Radio next Friday at 3. Thanks again.